Hey guys, before we kick off this awesome episode, crossover with She Didn't Text Back, we'd like to say a quick thank you to one of our pals, Dollar Shave Club. By now, everyone knows the Dollar Shave Club ships amazing razors for just a few bucks. We're both members, and it's been amazing. It actually makes it fun to shave. It makes it feel smooth. But what you probably don't know, the Dollar Shave Club also has products for pretty much everything you need in the bathroom. Body wash, shampoo, hair gel, lip balm, everything. Dollar Shave Club is a one-stop shop for everything you need in the bathroom. One of the reasons we love a Dollar Shave Club is because it just makes it so easy. No reason to go to the store anymore. DJ, stop going to the store. Knock it off, because Dollar Shave Club is just going to make it easier, so convenient. You can upgrade your shave or any of your bathroom needs and have it shipped straight to you. Why are you going? Stop going to the store. They'll deliver it right to your front door. Just like the razors, everything is super high quality, and it left me looking and feeling amazing whenever I tried out anything they sent us.
Dollar Shave Club is basically giving away their starter set to new members for only $5. The starter set features their executive razor and three trial-sized versions of their most popular products that help you stay fresh and clean. In your first box, you will receive their shave butter, body wash, and one wipe Charlie's butt wipes. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You will also receive their executive razor, which includes their premium weighty handle and a full cassette of cartridges. After the first box, replacement cartridges are sent for only a few bucks a month.
Wow. This offer is exclusively available at DollarShaveClub.com/stupid. That's
DollarShaveClub.com/stupid.
Dollar Shave Club's high quality products will have you covered from face cheeks to butt cheeks. There's no better time to try the club. Now onto the show. 3, 2, 1.
Oh yeah!
Welcome back to Only Stupid Answers.
You're gonna do that for every episode now.
Oh, every single episode. Can't help myself.
That really is a good intro.
Ooh. Sam, you're addicted.
It's what to what?
Red Bull.
They can't. They don't know that's audio.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
That could be anything.
That's a big one too.
For real.
That's a big one.
I should just say caffeine. I think you're addicted to caffeine.
Thank you.
Well, no, but what else?
Because the brands aren't
Red Bull. What
up,
have you? What have you seen them?
For actually, coffee. it was the Len did the, what are those shot things?
The 5 hour energy.
And he would just go.
Do you remember that one
like
time
we
opened his trunk?
Yeah, and it was just all there was like
no
20
way.
In there. Yeah. He had a problem. But I think you're just Red Bull.
Yeah.
Correct me if
so
I'm
that's,
wrong.
It's way cooler.
Yeah.
It was way cooler.
Can I see?
Yeah, go
can
ahead.
Can I see? Hold on.
It's totally full. Be careful.
Give me the
okay.
Oh, we're playing that game. Wait, really quick. I got a fun piece of info for you. Ready?
Yeah. What? Hey, vitamin B12, 120%.
Is that good? I don't even know.
Niacin, which sounds like poison, 140%.
Wow.
Think about this, though. We're about to start having an episode of Only Stupid Answers, the best damn podcast you could put your ears into.
Isn't that what Walt was supposed to kill Gus with, was niacin? Like,
that sounds right.
He's talking about a TV show, and fun fact, on this podcast, we talk about TV shows all the time. Movies, comics.
You're doing fine.
Thank you so much. And today we're gonna not be talking about any of that stuff. We're gonna be talking about other podcasts. We brought some other podcasters on, also friends of the show. Thank you.
Hello.
I have no reference. We have Mr. Darren Gerner, Mr. Will Haynes.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, everybody.
Nice to be here, huh?
Thank you.
You guys have a podcast. Cool. What's it called?
She didn't text back.
She didn't text back.
Can I ask you why?
Why she didn't text
Why
back?
Why she didn't text back?
Will?
There was a girl that didn't text me back, and she still don't text me back to this day.
Yeah, I don't remember what girl it was. I mean, I know who it is.
Oh, really? Oh, you know. I was just like, what's she been up to? And you're like, she's about to become a doctor.
But we actually thought of that name, or Will thought of that name. He blurted it out in a SourceFed meeting.
Yeah, she didn't text me back, and I was like, she didn't text back.
And I went, that's the name.
That's the name.
That's a good one.
Hold on to that.
Yeah.
Said in a SourceFed video, so they own the
right. Yeah, right.
I know, right?
It could be true.
Yeah, what if Jeremy came after us?
I know. He didn't even work there.
I'd have to fight him.
Hold on. Sam, you're not saying you can't hear your thing? You do have a little volume thing there. Maybe if you turn that up.
Turn that up, Sam. You're going to want to hear these tones.
Yeah, you're going to want to hear this.
No,
you just turned all us off.
Yeah.
Now we're louder.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, guys, thanks for joining us. This is a nerdier thing than I think you guys usually talk about or join and partake in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to mainly be talking about you guys and stuff and, you know.
We're really good at talking
about
ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. I'm basically saying to people who are listening, we're not going to be doing a normal show. It's going to be a brand new baby. Hope everyone's excited. But we have a little bit of business we like to do up top.
What is
business?
Like most
podcasts.
Business. Yeah.
Who doesn't like some business? Check this out. OnlyStupidAnswers.com. You can go there. You can find all the places to listen to us, like Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio. everywhere.
Wow, you got a website?
Check it out.
Write
yeah.
that down. I'm
Damn, we're
now.
Not on Spotify. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, you can find all of our social medias like Twitter, at Only Stupid Answers.
Yank out the vowels from stupid.
Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, reddit.com/r/
Only Stupid Answers.
Bam.
Yes. Wow.
There's probably a bunch of other places, but those mm-hmm. are the main places we hang out and chill and talk to you guys because you guys are all good people. But also the thing we like to do at the top of every episode.
Listen, on iTunes, the thing you can do, 5-star reviews. Love it. Mm-hmm. Big fan. And we like to read some of those 5-star reviews. I've got one right here by Munkenstein.
Mm-hmm.
The best 5 stars. Mm. Sometimes life is not always great, but this podcast certainly is. Mm. Listening to Only Stupid Answers is always a bright spot in my day. DJ yes. and Sam are wonderful.
And Darren. Sure.
And Darren and Will. Mm-hmm. I'd recommend this podcast to anyone and everyone. It's great even if you are not familiar with anything they are talking about. Ha ha. In fact, I would still enjoy it. In fact, I would probably still enjoy it if all they did was read the dictionary out loud. Thanks, Munkenstein.
Thanks, Munkenstein.
We have another one, Sam.
Another one from JB Star. Love these nerd boys. Wow. I love Sam and DJ. They made my commute.
Made you
con.
What?
Yeah.
They made my commute a lot better, and I look like an idiot laughing at these boys.
Yes.
It's like hanging out with my friends. Also, they give out a ton of recommendations of a bunch of cool and nerdy things. Keep up the good work.
I'm going to
be
dope.
Better about talking into the microphone.
That's nice.
You guys are like hella professional.
Yeah. We try.
I'm proud. I'm so proud.
Thank
yeah.
you. There's even a webcam set up.
Wow.
I know.
Look at that.
The government.
They can see
why.
We
all
look
at it. Just look at it.
There is something we also like to do.
Yeah, we also, at the beginning of every episode, I think we're on the same page here.
I think so.
What we do every week is we like to talk about what we're into that week, something that we watched or listened to or whatever. Sam, do you want us to get us started?
Yes,
Sam can't wait.
I have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
Amazon's got a new show called The Tick.
Don't do this to me.
It stars Peter Serafinowicz. Did I do it?
Don't know who that
is.
I did it, right?
But you're a fan of him, right?
I am a fan of him.
From Parks and Rec, briefly.
He was in Parks and Rec. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy. He was one of the space
Chris
Pratt? Very close. Yes. Actually, he was in a scene with Chris Pratt in Parks and Rec. Did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
I've only seen like a few
Guardians
episodes.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
And Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's
really?
Good.
Yeah, I think he did Parks and Rec because they shot Guardians of the Galaxy.
Do you think
they're
friends? And Chris is like, I need him in the movie.
I hope so. He's really
funny. I believe also he did the voice of Darth Maul in the Star Wars Episode 1.
Really?
Yeah, Ray Park played him, but
he
did the voice.
Not a bad career.
Like, 2 lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow. Yeah. How much did he get paid for that?
Yeah, I know, right?
Probably a lot more than anything else in his career.
Probably, huh?
But
royalties.
He's got this show called The Tick. It's a spoof on superhero genre. He is a superhero who talks kind of like how Adam West's Batman talks, you know, with like nefarious foes, and he does narrations out loud.
I've never seen that Batman. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but do you know like the reference? Do you get the idea of it?
No.
You never seen it?
Batman?
Stop, you foul criminal. I never, stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. So just
Bam, boom,
like
50s.
Yeah. Was it in the 50s? Yeah. Or was it 60s?
Like top level corn.
Yeah, this is how I talk, see? Yeah. Like that kind of.
Yeah, like definitely, like totally hanging out with a young boy and it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so 60s.
Classic.
Yeah.
The guy who plays the Joker refused to shave his mustache, so they did all the makeup over it. And you could see the mustache under
his mustache. I've seen that too,
His real life mustache he didn't want to get rid of?
No, it's part of his brand. You guys know branding.
I know about a brand. Yeah, that was them doing their best at creating a comic book TV show in the day, and they really were trying.
Yeah, they did. Like you get all like you know like the
was it like pow bang?
Exactly.
Literally, that comes up on screen.
Oh
when
wow!
Fight.
Okay,
yeah.
That's where that's from.
And it sounds
super
cool, actually.
Corny.
It's
super
it's not
corny.
Good.
No, but it's you kind of love it
campy.
For what
it's,
it is.
The shark
fantastic.
One, the shark one with,
yeah,
in the helicopter
with the shark repellent. Yeah, that's from the movie.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's good.
Wait, so is this? I went to this. I was on a shoot, and not to derail what you were talking about, I went on a shoot and. On their balcony, you can see this cave in the distance, and everybody was like, "Oh, that's the one in Batman." And I was like, "Yeah, I know, duh,
that is from the TV show. That's where they exit the Batcave in the Batmobile.
Still my favorite Batmobile. The Batman 66 Batmobile is my favorite.
I think it's a Corvette or
that's
something.
That's the
part
that
retrofitted
that gets me about Batman is like his car always leaves. How did they not just see it go into that
cave?
How
did they not track it?
Like, yeah, like how did they not track it?
If you got in a car, why don't you follow the car back to where the cave
goes?
And it's such a flashy car.
Yeah.
You can spot that from
and it's
far.
Below his house.
Yeah.
It's always below Bruce Wayne's house.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the part.
Bad planning. Bad planning on Bruce Wayne's part.
Yeah.
It should be like the middle of the city that not connected to anything.
That's the sound, right?
That's the sound, like the spinning graphic and stuff.
Yeah.
But this is kind of the character of the Tick is based off of that kind of campiness.
Yeah, and you watched it, and you loved it, and moving on.
I did not. I actually really...
DJ didn't like it.
DJ loved it.
I am a big fan.
He did.
Sam, on the other hand.
I didn't like it. I like some jokes in it. Some of the jokes were actually really solid, where somebody is trying to kill the Tick, like this girl who can shoot electricity, and she's like, why won't you die? Because he won't die. And he just says, I don't want to. And then he like punches her, and you're like, oh, that's kind of funny. Overall, though, I didn't like it. I liked the, I liked how they set up the story, because the whole story takes place from the point of view of the sidekick. So, and he is, you can't tell sometimes if what's happening in the story is him, because this sidekick has mental issues. You don't know if he's actually hallucinating the Tick or not. You don't actually know if he's real, because some people can't see him, or like you don't know if he can see him or not. So that's cool. But once you figure out that mystery, I'm not invested in the story anymore.
They also established that the Tick doesn't really operate very well without Arthur around.
Yeah.
Like so there's definitely a connection there. I'm really baffled by you not liking it. I feel
it didn't click with you.
You don't like campiness?
No, I didn't like it for how long I watched the show.
I've only seen the trailer, and I was looking at it. I was like, this is awfully desaturated for as big of a joke this is. I was like, this should look more themed and colorful. But now that you pointed out it's from the perspective of someone else who is living in the real world and may or may not be hallucinating, it makes sense.
Oh, you're saying the color grade of the show is desaturated?
Like The Office, but it's a superhero show. Yeah.
It has the ABC kind of tinge. You know, like how networks have very specific looks like CBS has that weird glow.
White people.
Everything is perfect on CBS.
You pretend that the 60-year-old's not 60, they're actually 40.
I love CBS. Like how their sets all are like perfect.
Which one is CBS? Like
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Everything looks perfect.
Everything is perfectly lit. It's like, what is this world you live in?
Yeah, it's not real.
Channel 5.
But I wasn't a big fan of it. But I want to recommend something that I did like, and I think people should go check out. These are comic recommendations. Boys, get your pens out.
Oh, I'm ready. I read The Man Without Fear.
Daredevil.
John, it's... We'll talk about it later. But anyway, I read it because you recommended it, and I got Comixology Unlimited, so I checked it out, and I really enjoyed it.
There's this thing where it's basically like a library where you can just digitally borrow comic books and big like trades and stuff, and like just borrow it and then return it, and then actually it's only $7 a month, and you can read as much as you want.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool. And
digital,
yeah. Oh, okay. And you can. There's this Daredevil comic that is so dark and so brooding, and it's explaining how he's like how he kind of feels the world and senses everything. But anyways, that's worth reading. Also,
wait, it's not about crime fighting?
It is, but it's more about how he turned into the guy, like how he turned into Daredevil. Like there's this one point where he initially goes out because the origin of Daredevil, his dad dies because of a gang.
Of course.
So he goes out and he like takes revenge and he kills all the gang members. But during one of the altercations, of course,
I don't know if he kills the gang members.
It's kind of like it's up in the air if he kills them or not. But during one of those altercations, he accidentally is slightly responsible for the death of somebody else. And it's pretty gruesome how they die. It's pretty not, and like when that happens, I was like, I was caught by surprise. I was like, oh shit, you're going for it. But anyways, things you should read this week. I'm reading Karnak, the Warren Ellis, which
that's
I've heard
intense.
Is really good. It is really intense. This guy wrote this book over years. He would do like an issue and then kind of like flutter around and do something else, and then another issue would come out, and you're like, gee, when are you going to finish this?
No.
Yeah. Dark Knight Metal, I actually have to recommend it now because
Batman?
Dark Knights, it's basically what's Batman's biggest fears, what's his nightmares, and for some reason those things come to life. And it's very like there are some demonic robins that go around and they're cannibals. It's very it's super fucked up, which is
good.
Fun. Red Hood and the Outlaws is really fun.
You read all of this week?
Yeah.
He read all this while we were waiting for you guys to get up.
I read really fast. I read really fast.
Why can't comic books be like, okay, what were those books when you were a kid? I'm going to butcher this, but they were like the flip books and they were like three-dimensional. Do you remember those?
Pop-out books.
So, okay, a comic book, but it's a pop-out book, and then also there's a play button and somebody else reads the audio. So it's like an audio book, pop-out book.
Why can't can't comic books have like actors in them and be on the TV and have like audio and music?
Exactly. Is that asking for too much? Fuck.
No, and it looks so good.
Yeah.
And you have to buy that at a store.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, though. That would be cool for a novel, just one.
And I think kids would really be into that.
Yeah.
People too.
There
but,
was used to be so Batman, like an adult, Batman pop-up books.
Like an adult pop-up book.
But also an audio book. So like someone reads it in a voice and like there's like music, but there's like a score behind it too.
Yeah. You know, it'd be cool if they did that for did you guys watch The Babadook? Yeah.
Baba, no.
Babadook.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, because like that's a pop-up book.
Is it
too?
The Babadook?
Yeah. Babadook. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. What would you say?
I thought it's Babadook.
Wow, really? Mm-hmm. I've been saying Babadook. It wrong, and I'm terrified of that.
I think you're both saying the same thing, just a little bit with a different inflection.
I like Duke. I'm going to start saying
we'll
Babadook.
Talk about it later.
Babadook.
Yeah, Babadook's cool.
That's a pop-up book, so if they would just add the scary narration of the movie in there.
Yeah.
And then you're good to go. But also, read Mr. Miracle. It's Tom King. Also, Tom King's one of my favorite writers. He's so good.
Heard really good things about the Joker Riddler war that's going on in Batman
now. He's writing Batman right now, so he's very good. Also, when we went to Portland, I read one of his comics. It's about Vision. He's that pink guy in the Marvel movies. You guys know who I'm talking about?
Never seen
him. Big pink robot man, Vision.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you read Spider-Man stuff, so you might know him. But he's writing Mr. Miracle right now. And basically, here's the premise for you guys. This story is about the world's greatest escape artist. He's a kind of a god, so he can escape basically anything. What's the one thing that you can't escape?
How does he escape?
It basically comic book reasons. Like, it's like that's.
But, like, if he, let's say he's, he always in finds a, way. If he's in a cell, like in a prison, how does he get out?
Same way Harry Houdini did.
Yeah. He got out of prison, too?
Yeah.
How did
he's a master escape artist.
Basically, he would maybe that's find a bit. Rock on the ground, make a key out of it, open the key, and then fly out of
wow.
it.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. But wait, so if you could escape everything, what's the one thing you can't escape?
Purgatory or your feelings.
Death. And that's the point.
That's kind of purgatory, almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the comic explores if he tried to kill himself, but it didn't work. Maybe he is alive, maybe he isn't dead, but there's a lot more going into it. It's kind of like reading Game of Thrones a little bit, with a little space turn, but also this guy dealing with this kind of idea that he's kind of lost his purpose, it's dealing with depression, blah, blah, blah. It's worth a read, but that's what I'm into.
Huh? That's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Can these people who write the comic books, they can just write whatever they want? They can be like, I just want to write Batman now. They can do
that? No, the publisher has to allow them to do it, because DC owns the characters, so the DC publisher assigns writers
except
to different characters.
Except for Max Landis, because he was like, I had this idea for Superman. He probably walked in there, he's like, I want to write Superman. So he wrote this one-off that isn't a Superman title, because there's up to almost 1,000 Superman issues now since the 40s, I think that's how they count it. But he went in and he wrote like a one-off. It was called American Alien, and it's
real great.
It's basically if Max Landis was Superman, because when you read it, you're like, he's speaking like Max Landis. Oh, really? Yeah, it's like, it's great book though. It's really good.
How do you get to the point of DC or Marvel saying, hey, I want DJ to write this next
working
one?
On
we had a guy working on it.
You just gotta shake the right hands or what?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you also need to like make a name for yourself a little bit. Like, we had this guy in who was writing Green Lanterns right now, who was great, and he like laid out this whole like road map of how he got to writing for both Marvel and DC.
Yeah,
we talked about that in bonus episode, and that's up.
Bonus episode's up. Yeah,
Patreon.com/onlystupidanswers where he talks about how he got into his career.
Also, been talking to Tom King, so trying to see if I can get him on here, because that'd be
Tom
real cool.
King?
The guy who's writing Mr. Miracle and all these like really cool stories.
You tweeting at him, you slid in the DMs.
He followed me back. Yeah.
That's always nice when that happens.
But I've said a lot. Darren, Will, whoever to go first.
I watched something that was recommended to Ava, my girlfriend, at work. Have you guys ever heard of a thing called The Jinx?
Yeah, it's on HBO.
Have you seen it?
No.
Have you seen it?
I've heard the pitch for it. It sounds really good.
It's so good, and it's only 6 episodes long. It's like a docu-series? Is that what they're called?
Yep.
Dude, really good. The dude is a very... I don't want to spoil it, but he's a...
What's a pitch, though? Like, what's like a one
sentence?
Ooh,
I can't do a good pitch, but essentially he is a guy who comes from a family that is beyond wealth. They just have way too much money, and he said, there has never been a point in my life where... money was an issue, so like that's kind of like how he grew up. But he seems like the person in the family who, what is it, black sheep? Is that what they're called? He's like clearly the black sheep of the family. But then it turns out in his older years that he is involved in 3 different murders. And the first one, the first one is around the disappearance of his wife, and the way it ends is the greatest thing of all time. Please, I don't want to spoil it because it's so good. But
please, don't
watch it.
The way the whole series ends.
The final scene of the series.
I know what happens.
It's
amazing. It's amazing that if we're talking about the same thing, because again, I haven't watched it. If we're talking about the same thing, it's amazing that it happened.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean? That they got what they got.
Yeah, we're talking about.
Yeah.
There's only been 2 things that I've ever watching, you know, a movie or a TV show or documentary that I've like gotten the chills and felt weird.
Oh, really?
And it was one that scene, and then 2, the scene in Breaking Bad when he is laying.
I think I know your target.
Is it a
crawl space?
The crawl space, and the camera is like fucking going up like on a jib, and he's just like laughing hysterically, and then the phone rings.
Scene.
That scene. You haven't seen Breaking Bad, right? Well,
I've seen one episode.
Oh, okay.
Which
that
one?
Scene is fucking amazing.
The first one. Okay. And the first opening to the second.
Okay.
He was like, I can't come.
Or something. All right, what he said. I can't go to school. Yeah. The Jinx. Highly, it's called The Jinx something else, but it's on HBO Go. Go watch that shit. It's
just
incredible.
Type in The Jinx on HBO. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want your life changed? There you go.
Yeah. I'm actually really down. I need something to really grab me. Also, I thought about rewatching Breaking Bad recently because I think I miss it.
I've watched it twice. I think I'm good. At least for like maybe in five years. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think I'm good.
Have you been watching Better Call Saul?
No, I don't care. That one,
it's real good.
I tried like the first four episodes and got bored of the first season. So like, maybe I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, y'all know I don't really
anime.
Watch anime. My whole like, so, you know, we worked in the building where everybody watches everything. And I feel like I really get off from like listening to other people talk about it. Mm-hmm. So like, I haven't really watched much.
We've got a podcast for you then, if you want to check it.
Yeah, and it's even right now it's super interesting because I love. Like all I do is create stuff, so I love to hear what people's opinions on of things that I've never heard of. Mm. But what I have been watching, I'll say, over the course of this summer, I've watched very little. But one thing that I really liked was Batman Phantasm
or Mask of the Phantasm.
Mask of the Phantasm. Yeah.
Oh hell yeah!
I was on Reddit.
It's a really good one. People say is the best Batman movie. It's an animated Batman movie.
But
the best.
I loved it. It's before the animated series, though, right?
No, it's after the first like two seasons of the Batman animated series.
And they made this movie, and it came out.
It was supposed to be straight to VHS or whatever it was at the time. But it was the Warner Brothers was so behind it that they released it theatrically, which is how I saw it as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw.
Oh, so it's old.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's very old. 90s. Somebody on.
Oh wow.
It was on the front page of Reddit, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. I'm just going to look at it online right now. And it was so good. That Art Deco feel that they have.
Yeah,
no, it's not on YouTube. It's on something else.
Okay.
One of them other ones.
Later.
Yeah. And it was, I really love that Art Deco side of Batman. And I really love that Batman also has a life as Bruce Wayne, which always gets involved with his Batman shit, which is weird. I love Batman so much, but it just doesn't, come off as realistic to me.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot.
The character? Or what do you
mean? You should check out Dark Knight's Metal.
That's a comic I just recommended. It's like if Batman were to blow himself. That's what this entire comic is about. It's so fucking awesome.
Like oral?
Oh, yeah, oral. If he performed oral sex on his own genitalia, that's what this comic is about.
Is that a metaphor?
It is a metaphor. Okay. Yeah,
I feel like this is the moment where like Batman jumps the shark and everybody's like, hey, maybe we need to dial it back a little bit.
This comic is jumping the shark completely. But you know what? We should watch that because I have only watched it when I was like a kid, when I was really
young. Yeah, I watched it like 2 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen Batman Court of Owls? I mean, have you read Batman Court of Owls?
It's real good. Same writer.
That also gets real dark. And I was like, when I read that, I was like, oh, Batman really goes through some shit.
Yeah. So, question for you. So, you still watch anime?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Have you seen Death Note?
I have not.
Not the movie. Have you seen the anime?
I actually turned on the movie yesterday, and I lasted about a minute and a half, and I was like, I'm done.
But have you watched the anime?
I've never watched
it. Is it too scary? Okay.
Yeah, for me in seventh grade, I was like, oh, that looks demonic. No, thank you.
Yeah, because I tried to watch the anime because people were like, the movie's garbage. And I like the movie. The movie's garbage. Just watch the anime. And it was a little bit too... like, hey, I'm going to do this, and this is why I'm going to do this, and when I do this, I'm going to do that, and this is how people are going to react. And it's like, oh my goodness, what is happening?
That's right now? That's how anime is. They very much announce what they're going to do before they do it.
I don't think I'm equipped for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to know. And some anime is like super anime that you're like, you have to already be aware of the tropes to really get it. Now I feel like I can watch Death Note. I can like.
Yeah, as a comic book fan, believe me, I get that.
Willem Dafoe is in the movie.
Yeah, he's real good.
He's the best part.
The perfect guy.
He's incredible.
He plays a demon, basically. And he's trying to like manipulate people. It's great.
Well, I'm thinking of this right guy, right? He's the one in Spider-Man.
Green Goblin. Remember in Spider-Man, he's looking in the glass and he's like, "Oh, it's you." But he's real good at being crazy evil. Mm-hmm.
For me, I watched the first episode of American Horror Story, the new season, Cult.
I have not checked it out.
I'm not going to focus on that because it's too early to call whether it's a little bit challenging.
That means you don't like it.
I loved last season. I was a big fan of last season. This season's very much, it's a heightened version of people reacting to the election last year, which on the one...
That's the premise.
The premise is like the trailer. The super... And it's fun because it's they don't go for the typical... perspectives on it, because the liberal side of it is heightened, like super sensitive about every fucking thing, to where it's annoying.
Is it biased, you said?
To any direction?
No, not really, because that's so. That's the I would Ryan Murphy would shock me if he didn't have a severe liberal lean, based on who he is. But so the perspective they take with the kind of liberal side is kind of campy, and then instead of your typical Trump supporter, the guy on the other side is just kind of like anarchic, and it is not necessarily so much a supporter of Trump as so much the chaos that he represents to them, which is an interesting take. However, I don't need any more clips of Trump talking in my life.
Yeah. I agree with you.
So that's so we'll
and
see.
It's not out of a disdain for Trump. I just think, like, as a person who creates stuff, let's create stuff that's not real at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't need any. The politics is real. Keep it in the real world. But I don't watch horror stories.
Yeah. So I don't really know. Jury's still out on that one. However, I have finally started watching Ash versus Evil Dead, and it is.
Never
everything,
heard of it.
It's everything I've ever wanted. It's a continuation of the Evil Dead. So there's Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and then Army of Darkness, and it's a continuation of that. And the main protagonist in that is now old and fat.
It's
and
a movie or a show?
It's a show on Stars. Thank God for Stars, between American Gods and this. Huh. And it's everything.
Oh, guys, you need to watch American Gods. American it's one of those. Gods. It's one of those. Fuck, that show was fucking amazing. It was so cool.
And so it's everything. It's hilarious. It's gross. It's a blast. Now that I know that you don't like The Tick, I don't think you'd like it, because I feel like the humor is pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
But I am all about it. If you guys have Stars, check out Ash versus Evil Dead.
I've never even heard of Stars. I don't know. Also, is that a channel?
It's a channel.
Yeah, it's a channel. Yeah. Also, I have I bought this summer a comic. Have you read Pistol Whip?
No,
I know the name. I've never read it. Yeah.
I was like in the bookstore. I was like, oh, I'm sad about whatever. I'm going in Barnes and Nobles. And I bought two books. I rebought A Series of Unfortunate Events number one because
so
I was like,
good.
Yeah, right.
So fucking good.
I just needed the hardback in my life.
Yeah.
And I also bought that comic Pistol Whip. And,
interesting.
Yeah. It's I mean, I didn't finish it yet, but it's, it's very good art. So.
I love how the books are like the pages are jagged. I love. I remember as a kid, I was like, ooh, it feels like I'm buying something old, even though they just made this. Oh man, I
like
those books.
Hardbacks are really nice to have in your home. Yeah.
Did you watch the Netflix show of A Series of Unfortunate
Events? Yes, and I liked it a lot.
Really? I didn't.
Me too.
It.
You? I.
Okay, well, on Twitter, I was trolling you about it, but like we could talk about it. What did you find boring?
Okay, I didn't finish it, so maybe that's one of the issues. But I did watch like three or four episodes.
So like two books.
Yeah. So you almost finished.
Yeah.
It was just like it never got. I don't know. I remember it being like kind of creepy, and I actually liked the movie, and it was Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
and I feel like Jim Carrey did a really good job, and I love Neil Patrick Harris, but I don't know. He never seemed like scary or threatening.
You're right.
He seemed too Barney from How I Met Your Mother.
As
like,
a kid reading,
hey.
As a kid reading A Series of Unfortunate Events, it was kind of scary to me. I was, even though it's not at all, but I was like, ooh, this is creepy. But you're right. The show never takes it to a level that you're like, ooh, let me get under my sheets.
It felt like they turned the show into a sitcom, and I was like, I can't.
Well, I will say, when you get to the fourth book, which was the cool part because the first movie dealt with the first three books, so it the only really new thing for me was how they connected everything. And also there's like a subplot that they made original for the show about that one girl, like that spy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know if I got that far.
Okay. She's in the second episode.
You gotta watch it.
It's really cool. They and Lemony Snicket helped them create that subplot to really tie together all the secrets of the books for it to make sense for a visual audience. But when you get to the fourth book, which is when they're at the mill, the song mill, that's when shit starts to get like,
I agree,
it gets
you didn't
really
see the sawmill
cool.
part at all.
I only watched like two episodes.
I never read the books. I actually enjoyed the series quite a bit.
Did you?
And I actually think it's one of the best paced Netflix shows, because you're most Netflix shows are like, hey, we're gonna take the idea of a 2-hour movie and stretch it over 8, 10, 13 hours, and so there's always like filler. This one was like each book was two episodes, so they were each their own movie. So it was like four separate movies. And so I really it's like more Netflix shows should steal this format because it really works for the service.
And it's the guy who did Men in Black, right?
Yeah, it is. Because so he produced the movie too.
The first Men in Black?
Yeah, it has the same flavor of like, you know how like kooky that movie is?
Yeah.
It's like,
he also produced the movie, the Series of Unfortunate Men's movie.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's
so
why
cool
they feel so
back.
Similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
And watching this one really solidified Neil Patrick Harris as like a legend to me. I was like, you know, I've always always been a fan of him, but I was like, oh, he really, I feel like this movie was, that show was directed right at me.
Yeah.
Like growing up, loving him on How I Met Your Mother, and then he's in a series of unfortunate events. He's like a living
I wanted to
now.
Like it so bad. What I will say though is the set design looked so good. I don't know if that was all CGI or what the fuck, but it looked so good.
And everybody's in it. There's so many celebrities
in it. There's a lot of celebrities in it. Yeah.
Which is so cool. Yeah. I can't wait because it already got greenlit for the third season.
Oh, wow.
So that's the whole series.
Yeah, they
so
got to shoot it fast.
Yeah, which makes me so happy because when they get to like
they do
the
have to
hotel,
shoot it fast because the kids are going to go start looking weird soon.
That's what happened because with the second one because the writer strike happened and then they were like and they lost track of the movie. Then Paramount came back like 4 years later.
Was there supposed to be a second movie?
There was. They were supposed to do the whole thing. And
wait,
with Jim Carrey? Yeah, with Jim Carrey.
Oh,
and he wanted to do it, but then it was 4 years later. So even the baby is older now, and the baby's supposed to be a baby the whole time. Which the show does a good job of. It's like it's supposed
to be
continuous.
Can't they just use a different baby?
He could, but like
it's just a baby.
Yeah.
People will be watching that movie, be like, "That's a different baby."
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. Harry Potter gets older, but
we kind of talked about on our podcast the whole Jim Carrey thing because that's like when it happened.
Yeah.
But have you seen he's done more interviews
no,
about
since
like
then?
Yeah? You guys saw the Jim Carrey thing.
I heard about it, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. He's
lost himself.
He either lost himself or my other theory, because he was doing all these interviews saying like, "Oh, I don't exist. Jim Carrey doesn't exist. Blah blah blah. We don't exist. What did he say? What's the word he used?
He didn't say projection, but damn.
But essentially, like along that lines of that, very introspective.
And he has a lot of weird beliefs,
right? And he's gone
interviews.
Through some dark shit, like
and
a lot
just the
of
the interview
of stuff.
That he did with the woman wasn't very respectful
right.
to her.
He did like three other ones, and everybody was talking about it. But then the next day. The Twitter headline was Jim Carrey's new show coming out, blah blah blah, and I was like, was that all a ploy?
No way!
To
what
get
kind
people
of show?
To just he's
it's a Showtime show or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's coming back to TV. I don't know if it's a comedy show or what.
Yeah,
but I was like, is that all? Was that all just like a PR stunt?
I mean,
to like get people talk.
It certainly does look it from this perspective.
Like,
I feel like he went a little
so
far
sad.
Because I believed his performance in the interview.
Well, he's an actor.
Yeah,
yeah.
Weird Emma Stone thing he did on Twitter a couple years ago where he was like, I love you, and like he's saying all these like really sweet things.
No, to Emma Stone.
You should look it up. It's definitely
our age.
Yeah, it's like it's something weird like that, and it wasn't like saying I love you in a weird, like in a direct way. It's all these like really affectionate things he's saying in a video online.
Like
and I
want to
like
that kind of love.
It's something it's something like a weird friend would send to you and be like, oh, that's him being weird. But he posted it to social media, so everybody saw it, and you're like. Yeah. This is inappropriate.
Like, I have a lot of texts to friends like, I really love you. I really love everything you do. But yeah, I don't know about on Twitter.
Yeah.
Nah, I've done that too.
Yes, it might be a PR move. I don't know.
You never know.
There's no way to find out.
It's the same thing with right before the podcast. What's the guy we were talking about? The Republican?
Alex Jones.
You got the coffee thrown on him?
Yeah.
I need to pull a stunt.
I don't buy that.
I'm a pull
that's
real.
Alex Jones is a performance artist. I don't think he's being
real
at all.
He chased the person.
Did
he
really?
Yeah, that's why I don't buy it. Like, and the camera guy was ready to go. After him,
it's like wow, you're known, you can get in trouble, or you can get sued, or I don't know.
You should watch, and like we usually don't get political on here, but
I
do say check out John Oliver's kind of breakdown or most recent breakdown of Alex Jones,
it's so good,
where all he talks about is how Alex Jones talks about his own money, or how he talks about how every like he has the most ad spots in show than almost any other show Alex Jones's show does. And he's like, and they only go back to Alex Jones's website where he sells like these weird protein powders and all these like workout
Info
shit.
Wars or something.
InfoWars. It's interesting how you look at it, and he also like he bought a bunch of it and he tried it on the show, which is really
I
funny.
Know.
Yeah.
So he's got OMGMDs in it.
You guys just need to know, no matter what you're watching, people are trying to sell you stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, here's our sponsors.
Damn, y'all are good.
Y'all are good.
By the way, I wanted to bring this up really quick. But people coming back to show or coming back to TV, I watched Dave Chappelle's one of his Netflix specials.
The first one or the second one?
The good one.
Yeah,
the good one.
Damn, hell of shade.
But people are saying that, though. People are saying there's a good one and a bad one.
The first one
is great.
Is so good.
Yeah, and I think they put it in the second one, he did before the first one.
Oh, really?
Like timeline wise.
Oh, interesting.
And so I think they did that so that if you watched it, you feel inclined to watch the other one because they flip. Because I was like, why don't you flip it so the better one comes later? Well, maybe the one would watch the first one. I'm like, it's fine, and then not bothered watching.
I don't know. The second one's not bad, but it's just not good. Not as good, I should say.
Comparatively,
Did you see the one when he talks about Bill Cosby?
Yes.
That's the first one.
And that's the good one?
That's the good one.
Okay. But you said you didn't really care for it, huh?
Yeah, it hurt my feelings a little bit.
Yeah. But he says there's like three more coming.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you write... I mean, I guess he hasn't done
three more coming.
He's been gone for like 14 years.
Yeah, like doing, that's like what, 5 hours, five specials. That's hard. Possible. That's very hard.
Yeah,
there are. I haven't laughed that hard at a. I don't know. I don't. I never look out for stand up. I like if it pops up and and I've heard good things, I might check it out. Like I can't. Like I've seen like a few Louis C.K. I watched. Two of John Mulaney's. The second one was not. The Netflix special was not good. The first one.
Oh, yeah. I've liked all the John Mulaney stand-ups.
It didn't really do anything for me. And I watched a couple
the
other
Comeback
ones.
The Comeback Kid?
That's a great one.
Yeah. New in Town? Is that one?
New in Town. Yeah.
That one's really
And then I went through. One day I just went through Netflix and I watched like segments of a bunch of the other, like the like kind of lesser known, but still good comedians. And it just didn't do anything for me. This actually, like, I genuinely enjoyed. Also, I used to watch The Chappelle Show a lot when I was a kid. But I probably shouldn't have.
We were too young. I was like, I don't want to watch it.
My older brother, though, he bought all the DVD sets, so we would just watch, and like, when he was at school, I would go and watch it.
Did you, so did you watch it?
Yeah.
Are we the same age?
30.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think I'm the only adult at the table.
No.
I'm going to be 27 next month.
There you go.
All right. I'm expecting a present from all of you.
Yay. And your birthday soon.
Yeah, it is too. Yeah.
24.
I'm not happy about it, to be honest with you.
I just hit 24. I'm not feeling it either. Yeah. 23 just, felt like a throwaway.
Year. Right? Yeah.
Just wait till you turn 30.
Yeah. I'm excited.
TJ, you're a man.
Yeah, I know.
You're like a grown man.
You'll have that feeling too. When you turn 30, you're like, oh, shit, I got to figure things out now.
No, but like 30, they always say that's the man's prime. I don't know if it's like once you turn 31, it's like, oh, it's downhill from here.
Yeah.
But like 30, that sounds like a great year. I can't wait.
I got to figure stuff out.
Yay.
He's strong. Yeah. No, you're after your strongest that you could be right now. Like, I'm only 23. You could really whoop my ass.
How many push-ups can you
do? Oh, you mean physically he's at his strongest?
Yeah. Hey, listen, we got Beachbody as a sponsor. I've been
doing
that.
Yeah,
I've been using that shit, man.
Yeah, y'all got some good-ass sponsors.
Hey, shout out to Audio Boom. They love us. Yeah. But really quick.
Yes.
We like to read from our Reddit, Miss Ander Fulcrum, that's the username, puts together a What Are You Into This Week every single week, and people fill it up with what they're into. Like, what are they watching, reading, whatever. So just to read a few, just saying 59, but it's saying like Super Saiyan. Yeah. I've been watching Orphan Black. The boy people have made my year by recommending this show countless times. I love it and don't know how this show can be this great. Doesn't know how the show can be this great. Tatiana Maslany is amazing and I love Fee. If you guys don't watch Orphan Black, you're missing out. It's on Amazon if you can get Amazon.
I didn't understand anything you said. What's the boy people?
We're
the boy people. Our fans
I thought that was a show.
Yeah, no. We're the
Orphan Black's the show.
Yeah, Orphan Black's the show. We're the boy people. You guys are honorary boy people now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a boy.
Our audience is the moist little ears.
There you go.
Oh god.
Yeah. We need moist stuff that doesn't line up. Okay. There's not like I couldn't write this down on a vertical to give to an advertiser. But you know, hey, it makes you know it's
wait,
fun.
So this person said, what about Orphan Black? I've heard about the show, I've never seen it.
So Orphan Black, they say they love it, they can't believe they haven't been watching it, and they are thanking us for talking about it constantly because I wouldn't shut up about how
it's
amazing
good.
The show is.
Yeah.
It's on all the promos. It's about clones.
Yeah.
It's about one, but this one woman plays at times on screen five people. And the way they revolutionize like cinematography, how they have to capture her in like multiple places. And it's this investigation, but it's super gritty. And like the pilot might be my favorite pilot of any show.
What's that movie that came out early this year or last year where the lead plays like multiple characters?
That's whatever you were telling me. What happened?
Split.
Just split.
Oh,
split.
I thought you were talking about that Netflix show that just came out. Whatever happened to...
Oh, it's Monday.
Monday.
Or Sunday or something
like
that.
Whatever.
No, I mean, Split, that's a guy
Split's
playing
so good.
Multiple personalities.
Yeah, so good.
Oh, Split's so good.
I think if I was an actor and I had the capability to do that, that's the kind of career I would want. Like
yeah.
that type of acting. That would be fucking... Have you seen that
James
movie?
James McAvoy.
No.
He also, another impressive thing about that is that he is definitely the antagonist in that movie, but he makes you really feel and care about every character that's inside of him.
And he's also the guy in Chronicles of Narnia, right?
He's the goat leg man.
The goat legged man in Chronicles
of
Narnia.
Yeah, the Fawn.
And Ben Barnes, who is in Westworld and he's going to be on the Punisher show, he's Prince Caspian. And I found out that I didn't know they made so many Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe movies,
They
did four, and Prince Caspian's in two. In the first one, they wanted him to have like a Spanish accent, like España, like he wanted like that. And
pretty good accent.
Thank you. I actually coached him because his accent is so bad in it, and because no one gave him any notes on what he was supposed to do for the accent. And then the second movie, they're like, no, don't do it.
Yeah.
Like,
don't
no,
do
they're
it.
Like, don't
so
you dare
how did
do
it.
It
just isn't in the next one.
You know, he just talks with his voice.
How did that happen? Okay, so you guys, I know you're going to jump on this one. I just finished the series, Pretty Little Liars. I know you guys watched it. It's over. I don't give a fuck if it's a spoiler. You can get mad. Don't tweet at me. The last episode, one of the characters that's been in the show the whole time turns out to play another character, but she does this accent and it's so bad. It's a British accent, but it sounds like when people do a British accent to make fun of it.
Yes,
it's so bad. And yeah. I'm like, how the fuck did everyone on the set go, you know what, that was good?
Yeah,
or like, good the job. Why did the director allow that? Because it's so, you have to hear it, it's like cringe bad.
Yeah.
No, well, what if it was a suggestion from the actor? They were like, check this out. Yeah. And like everyone's like, yes. check this out. They're like, we're 8 fucking years into the show. Yeah.
Do you think that's
fucking
what it is?
Leave? I don't know. I like
the scenario you set up. It's almost like they're trapped in the show. Like, listen, we've been trapped in the set for 8 years shooting this stupid show.
Can we're you trying to make leave? This show worse and worse, but more people watch it, so we have to keep making it.
Wow.
That's someone's hell.
Yeah.
Hey, don't diss that show. It's good.
Hey,
it's got a solid fan base.
I watch all my garbage shows.
Yeah, there's like 2 or 3 or 4 seasons that are really fucking good.
Yeah.
Like almost Breaking Bad level good. That's all I'm saying.
That might be a listen.
Okay,
listen.
No, that's bullshit.
Listen. I love Arrow, and I think Arrow has some really solid seasons. I would never be like, hey, some of those seasons are Breaking Bad. I would never make that argument.
Yeah.
No, that's definitely bullshit. But no, it's pretty good, especially when you got like a girlfriend who really likes it. And, you know,
listen, I get it, man.
I know,
she scratches your back while you watch it.
No. Oh, wow. No.
You get into
that's
it.
That's why
I
don't watch shit.
Yeah.
You don't have the back scratcher. If you had somebody scratching your back, you'd be good to go, man.
Yeah, exactly. I saw this thing in your house. You got this thing right here.
Yeah.
DJ's got one of them things that you put on your head. It's like a human orgasm machine.
Yeah. That's pretty much exactly what it is.
People know what I'm talking about, too.
Those are great.
Yeah.
So we've got some questions for you guys from the fans, but legit, before we get into that, sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
Check it out.
Hey, are you hiring? Odds are some of you are.
Probably.
And if you are in that spot, you know how hard it is to get the right people for the right job. But luckily with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites with just one click. Their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 1 day.
Whoa, what?
You don't have to juggle emails or have any calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard.
Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, our listeners can post on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free! Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/stupid. That's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/stupid. One more time.
We're doing a third
feeling,
time.
Just a third time.
You need to get this in your brain.
Just try for free, okay? Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/stupid.
And now back to the show.
If I had the power, I would start a secret organization like you were saying.
You do.
Anyway, yeah.
What would you do?
I don't know. We'd just be a league of people that all dress similarly across the world.
That's what I want. I want like a really...
The
you know,
league
like
of
Kingsman?
Extraordinary outfits.
You know, I haven't seen Kingsman, but I know what you're talking about.
You know, how they just look... The whole point is that they work at a tailor shop too. Mm-hmm. The Kingsman, their suits are fucking perfect. I want like a good suit.
You're talking
like
about
that.
The movie, right?
Yeah.
That new trailer, it looks like shit, right? Or do you think it looks good?
No, that looks
when
really
he's
good.
Shooting, he's shooting. There's two characters walking, and one's holding a briefcase, and one's holding an umbrella, and they're machine guns. And it's like
you're saying that like that's crazy.
This is a movie.
I haven't seen
this. Is what people like.
It's what they're taking. It's a spin on the old James Bond movies and how much fun they were. Where you had the crazy gadgets, but then like take a modern spin of people like this, like Fast and the Furious types action or John Wick type action.
So it's a parody.
It's a parody.
Oh,
that's why it's so fucking cool.
Okay,
because you're like,
parody,
how much
it.
Fun can we have with spy gear? That's the point. You should watch
I thought
the first
it was
one.
Like taking itself serious.
No, the first one. It's a kid gets recruited into a spy agency, and the villain is Samuel L. Jackson, and he has the most intense lisp I've ever heard
Samuel
in a movie.
Jackson?
Yes, he does.
Really?
I think he used to have a lisp, and he worked his way out of it as he grew up. But then he kind of just like fell into it again for this role.
He went back.
Yeah. You should check out Kingsman.
That's
it's
cool.
One of my all time favorite movies.
I will say just to temper your expectations. Uh-huh. I think it's fine.
I love that you guys don't like the same things.
Yeah, no, we very
it's
rarely.
The brand. Yeah.
We like Split.
We liked Split.
Wonder Woman.
Yes.
We liked. I think I like Spider-Man more than you liked.
Did you guys like
yes,
it?
Yes, but we both liked it.
He didn't like it. You thought it was okay.
I thought it was fine.
I thought it was fine as well.
Yeah.
I loved it. Also, you know what really makes horror movies better? Having a beer before you go in there.
Did you have a beer before Mother?
Yes, I did.
Maybe
yeah.
that was one that you shouldn't.
I shouldn't have yeah. because we'll do an extra episode on Mother. I have thoughts and feelings. Yeah. I'm making sure that I don't get into it because I will freak out.
Yeah, it would, both of our feelings together would chew up the rest of the episode, so we won't get into that.
Sam's I didn't see mad. It, but I went, and you know, in Hollywood, they rebuilt the house, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And turned it into like a haunted mansion.
You went
yeah.
to that, right?
Yeah, I went in it, yeah, with a film crew. There was like a camera and a light, so it was still scary as fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah.
I saw that on your Twitter. It did look scary.
Are you
it
not
was scary?
Are you not a horror movie boy?
Hell no.
Are
That's
you a
why I
don't
want to do it.
I remember when we lived together and Steve explained it follows to you and you said that was
yep,
enough.
That was enough. I shit you not. I was scared for weeks. Yeah. He told me that you threw a blanket over it and you could see its body and I was like, I'm good.
That's like a second in the movie.
I forgot that scene. I should rewatch that.
I didn't think that movie was scary.
Yeah, that's surprising.
I loved It Follows up until the end and then it's fine. But the rest of it's like great.
I like the soundtrack, but the movie It was like visually really cool and the acting was great, but it wasn't scary at all to me. I thought Annabelle, right?
Was scary.
I thought that movie was fucking terrifying.
I enjoyed Annabelle Creation.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that more than It too.
Yeah. I was laughing a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought it was really funny, especially Finn from Stranger Things.
Finn.
I was like, oh,
his last name is Wolfhard.
Which kid in Stranger Kate?
Yeah.
The one that likes Source Fed.
There's a kid on Stranger. Oh, there is. Which one is
the
one
brag. With, like, he's the main kid.
Humble brag. He's like, the main kid.
Oh, yeah.
He has, like, a bowl haircut, kind
of. I don't think I had seen it a little bit. I still haven't seen all of it. Still ain't seen two episodes, but I heard you guys talking about that. Oh, okay. And he's in It.
Yeah. He's, he does really good.
He's the comedic relief for the kids.
He's not the kid getting kidnapped?
In it?
No, that's some other look. Georgie. No.
Georgie.
That's like a 7-year-old.
Yeah, and it's not kidnapped isn't exactly the right
He's
branding.
Down in the sewers.
Maybe
I should see it.
I think it's worth watching. It's one of the best adaptations of a Stephen King thing I've ever seen.
That's true.
Because it's really hard to adapt Stephen King, because he writes, apparently in the original book, because it is like thousands of pages.
It's 1,200. Is it really? It's 1,200. Yeah, it's huge.
And it's like, you're like 500 to 600 pages in before the kids show up.
What?
Yeah, because it's the original story of It follows them as adults, and then you hear about them as kids. Yeah.
Stephen King didn't have an editor?
At that point,
he probably didn't, because he was like 17 books deep and already a huge success. Wow.
Had movies that were making a shit ton of money. I think they were like, you can do whatever you want.
So he's like a Tarantino of the book world?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You don't think I know about Tarantino, Sam?
I
know about Tarantino.
I'm just choosing...
He is up there.
I'm just choosing to ignore the potential of shade being thrown at Tarantino.
Really? Why would that happen?
I don't know why you would throw.
What did he do?
I don't know what he did.
I like Tarantino a lot.
I was going to say. Yeah. I was just saying. It sounded like you're throwing shade at Tarantino.
Pulp,
I was like,
Pulp
I'm just going to pretend.
One of my favorite movies.
I'm just going to pretend that's not happening.
This is my favorite movies. Pulp Fiction and 500 Days of Summer. I know they're way different. Yeah. I'm okay with
that's
that.
Okay.
And I'm comfortable with that.
Are you bummed that, like, about Mark Wade? After 500 Days of Summer.
Who's Mark Wade?
He's the director. Mark Webb.
I'm really bad with names.
Mark Webb went on to do
The Amazing Spider-Man
both
films.
Amazing Spider-Man movies.
And
is that the one with
Andrew Garfield?
And I liked those.
Oh, there you go.
I fucking
you did.
You see those?
Yeah, you liked them. Yeah.
I really liked them. It's not as good as the newest Spider-Man. That one
fucks
all of them up.
Yeah, that really is good.
I really liked those Spider-Mans.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, because you were a big Spider-Man
fan. Oh, yeah. It was absolutely great. I was entertained the whole time in Spider-Man Homecoming.
They have a lot of fun gags in that.
Yeah. So many like hidden things that if you're a huge fan, you just see them everywhere, and you're like, "Wow, they named it after this character." It was, and even I'm not trying to do a spoiler.
No, go for it. No,
but,
we already did an
episode
on
the locomotive.
Sam gives you permission.
When he's trapped under the thing, I was like, "Oh my god, this is just like the scene in the original comics."
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't really be crying and shit in movies these days, but if I was gonna, that's really
that would have been your moment.
Yeah,
that movie was really fun. It was also kind of long, right? But it felt.
It didn't feel long. Yeah, it was a little over 2 hours, but it kind of flew through it.
The first half is super fast.
Yeah.
I feel like they shot 6 hours and were like, all right, now cut that down because we're Disney. Cut that down into 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like his friend. What's his friend's name?
Ned.
Oh, no. Ned. Yeah.
Ned?
It's a bummer. Okay,
he's
so
good.
I was reading... I think I tried to explain it to you. Do you know that there's another Spider-Man named Miles Morales?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever read Miles Morales?
I never did. I read all the Ultimate Spider-Man until that.
Is that the one that Donald Glover's going
to
be?
Yeah. That he was trying to be, yeah.
Or he's
based, too old now.
Miles Morales is actually based off of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I read all of Miles Morales. I didn't read Ultimate Spider-Man with Peter Parker. And I love it. It's a bummer because as soon as you see, because I saw Homecoming first and then I read it, I was like, oh shit, they took Miles' origin and then they just pasted it to Peter Parker. Yeah.
Gambino's playing his uncle in it, right? Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
Because his uncle is the reason why Miles gets his powers. So it's like, oh, Donald Glover helps Miles create.
Are we talking about Spider-Man the movie, or is this a cartoon?
This isn't the Homecoming. This is you have to know.
In Spider-Man Homecoming, Donald Glover's character is the uncle to Miles Morales.
I'm trying to get that part.
So does that mean he's gonna be in the next movie?
If they put Miles in the movies,
he had a very small scene, but it was funny.
Yeah.
I
really liked it.
Oh man, I got ice cream in here.
I wanted to see him more.
That's fun.
Boys, I'm trying to play Miles Morales.
Boys,
we've got questions from our audience for you from the wet little ears.
Pop them off.
Gigi at official Gigi. What's a topic neither of you have discussed but always wanted to?
Oh. Yeah,
like specifically us.
Yeah. Yeah, like on your show. Oh yeah, we tweeted out questions for She Didn't Text Back. Oh, if you guys ever wanted
us, we would have retweeted it.
Ayo.
Was that something that we wanted to talk about but we never spoke about?
That's a tough one.
That's interesting.
There's a lot of stuff that came into my mind during this podcast that I want to talk about, but I can't. I don't have anything that everything I want to say, I'm going to say.
Like talking about the anime and even like some of the Spider-Man stuff, I see like a light in your eyes that I've never seen during She Didn't Text Back. So that's something new.
See, that's the fun part of that's why we like doing this podcast so much, because as soon as we get like super fucking excited, also when we get super mad, like after the newest Transformers movie. Mm-hmm. Oh shit, that was one of the worst movie going experiences of our entire lives.
Really?
What happened to you during that movie? The guy next to you.
Oh yeah. So did you guys know anything about the new Transformers at all?
No. Tell me everything.
We had to go watch it for
Shia
the podcast.
LaBeouf in it?
No. I don't know if we had to.
Then it's not good.
We decided it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And a guy literally, so we're sitting through it, and a guy literally is talking to his kid the whole time. He literally answers a phone call, has a conversation, and I immediately went to I'm watching a movie brain, and I was like, wait a second. And then I realized, I don't give a shit. If I got called right now, too, I'd answer the phone call. This movie's so fucking bad that I don't give a shit about this guy talking on the phone during it.
That's hilarious.
I tried to fall asleep in the movie, couldn't, then did, and I woke up. I missed 20 minutes of the movie. Not a beat of story. Totally picked up where they were at.
It was in the same scene.
Were in the same setting, and it was 20 minutes later.
No,
I've
experienced that where people straight up answer the phone, have a conversation, and not even really trying to whisper. Yeah. Like they're just, I'm having a phone
Guess
call.
What? It's okay as long as it's a fucking garbage Transformers movie.
Sucks that we all spent money on this and that we're all sitting through it. Some people cheered at the end of that movie.
They did.
Yeah, and I could not fucking believe that. Yeah.
I probably would like it.
No,
I defy you.
And this isn't.
I don't think Michael Bay does him anymore.
No,
right?
he did.
They're still paying him. But like, this isn't like Pain or Gain or like Bad Boys. Michael
Bay.
All
those movies are so good.
Those movies.
Did we see that together?
I think so.
Yeah, those movies are good. This is not one of those Michael Bay movies.
You know how I don't know if he does in everyone, but everyone that I've seen, every single fucking Michael Bay thing is, there's a scene where two characters are in two different sides of the house or like whatever room they're in, and then the camera just like spins for like 10 minutes and it like goes through the walls and shit.
Yeah, because
that's one of the best scenes in Bad Boys 2.
It's so fucking amazing. Yeah. Well, how's he doing that?
Omnipotent camera.
That's his one camera trick is just more movement.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be low angle. It's going to move and then something's going to fly. I want everything in the shot moving.
It's cool.
And it
man.
Makes things feel dynamic.
In this movie, it's the most obvious. You get the most obvious scenes of, oh, wait, here's where the sexy stuff is in the trailer. Like when, like, there's this scene where, like, something happened to Mark Wahlberg. He's the main character. There's this thing that's attached to his body that can crawl around. It's like Transformers tech.
I forgot he was in those.
Yeah. He took Shia LaBeouf's place. He's a different character.
And to be honest, that's a good call. Having Mark Wahlberg instead of Shia is a good.
Shia is so good.
But in these movies,
Mark Wahlberg fits the tone. Yeah, Mark Wahlberg fits the tone better. Hey, remember when they introduced that whole like girl and the subplot of him being kind of a father figure, and then after the first 20 minutes, they completely abandon it.
Yeah,
let's not get into that movie.
We could talk about that for a long time because that movie is garbage.
When you have a big budget, you could shoot as much as you want, and then you cut that down to what you wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I feel like that's what happens.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything that we haven't spoke about. We just openly talk about
everything. Yeah.
I know that's a cop out.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
What was her name?
Gigi.
I'm sorry about that. Maybe next time.
Is there anything we don't talk about?
No, we talk about basically everything.
Yeah, politics.
We're having too much fun here. We don't need to talk about that. We don't need to get bogged down by that.
You ever talk about like the circus or anything like that?
We don't talk about the circus.
I don't like the circus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We talked about
carnival.
Our fears.
No, I don't like the carnival, but like the circus is cool.
No, circus animals.
Wait,
they're beautiful.
Have you ever been to a circus?
Circus is a show.
Yeah. I've been to the circus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
You're this? The only person I've ever met that's been to a real circus.
I've been to a circus,
oh, really?
Too.
I haven't.
You've been to a circus?
I have, too.
Well, to be fair, again, everyone's been to a circus.
I'm an old
How
man
often
at the
do
table.
Ask that question?
Yeah. Yeah.
You went to the first one, the P.T. Yeah, Barnum exactly. one. Yeah.
I haven't been since I was a kid, though, but I remember being cool. Yeah,
I like
elephants and shit.
I like carnivals, like where you can go and you go on
and
rides and stuff.
No, like, remember we went to that one in Reseda?
What? Oh, yeah.
There was nobody had.
With carnies? I love it.
No one has teeth. Everyone's on meth.
Scurvy.
Do you remember when we went to the L.A. County Fair or the Orange County Fair? We shot that video with Danny.
Oh yeah, that was great.
See that? I like that.
The LA Fair is happening right now, and it's about to end.
Is
we
it really?
Go.
I'm really.
I didn't know.
I love. Yeah, I totally love is. That.
It's like a
you,
day.
You go and pet the animals, and you go on all the rides, and they have concerts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love no, that. That's the part I was Funnel really feeling the LA. And so I like everybody loves animals. It's not unique to me, but like I remember I was really loving the county fair, and then I saw the giraffe, and I was like, "Why is there a giraffe here? It just doesn't make sense."
There was a lot of weird animals last year when I went. It's it seems illegal. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm like, how is there a fucking? Was it Pasadena? Where's it at? Altadena.
Yeah,
I'm like, why is there a giraffe in Altadena? But whatever.
It's
still
weird.
Cool as fuck.
It is weird.
So, at @Johnny_Bentugan, I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong, what does Darren and Will think the nerdiest things about themselves are? Hold on.
Ooh.
I'm going to adjust that a little bit. Darren, what do you think the nerdiest parts of Will are? And Will, what do you think the nerdiest parts
easier.
Of Darren are?
Oh,
okay. Yeah. That's
easier. I mean, just... It's obvious, but the anime.
Like, anime.
You are, I don't think even to this point in currently in your present state of mind, you allow yourself to enjoy it, but I think you're like obsessed with anime.
Yeah.
And you really love it. And I think you're very happy when you watch it.
I agree. I have a deep connection to animation.
Don't love yourself with that.
Yeah, what's your favorite anime?
Studio Ghibli. Is that a thing?
Everything Studio Ghibli is perfect.
Well, that's
perfect.
Not fair.
Yeah,
that's like
but,
saying my favorite anime movies are Pixar. It's like, come on.
Okay.
Maybe
they're
not
the
that.
Best.
Yeah.
Favorite anime is One Piece.
There you go.
No, my favorite anime is Naruto, but the best anime is One Piece.
Got it.
Nice.
Which one's the Airbender?
That's Avatar. The Last Airbender. Airbender. That's on Nickelodeon.
That's kind of not anime, but kind of.
Oh, really?
It's American anime because it's
What's
not the
same. Difference?
One's made in Japan, one's made here.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, that's strictly wrong? The difference?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's like
that.
When trying to explain manga to somebody, it's like, so what? It's comics in Japan. So what's the difference? It's made in Japan.
Yeah,
that's pretty much
name.
The
wow.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Interesting.
So what's the nerdiest thing about Darren?
Darren, that's a good question because I'd say there are plenty of nerdy things.
There's a couple.
The shit where you guys start like geeking out hard, where you start like freaking out of excitement? Because I think I know what it...
In my like how I am today, or just like
yeah, what would you say his is, or maybe in general, like you've seen
what comes to me, and this isn't nerdy, but I'd say the most thing that people don't know that you know a lot of is a heavy metal music.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
heavy metal music.
I can't say that I know a lot because people are gonna be like, oh yeah, we'll prove it.
Yeah,
but yeah, when I was a kid, that's like I listened to death metal,
like,
and I went to shows every fucking weekend. I was all about it,
and you know the production behind it too.
Yeah.
Like you know when it's a good metal song.
Uh-huh. I would always go to shows, and I wasn't really even. Watching the band perform, I was watching the mosh pit
because
people are hardcore dancing. You ever seen hardcore dancing?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Slam dancing. It is so bad. But when I was a kid, I was like, "Fuck, they're cool."
Because you're tall, you can get in there.
You're swinging in there, hoping you hit someone, and people
you
get hit in the face.
Yeah,
and
I don't do metal shows, but I've been to a few punk shows.
Punk shows are crazy too. But like, I've straight up seen, you know, you look at a man and maybe he's not that tall, but he's hella buff. You're like, oh, I'm afraid of him.
Yeah,
this man looked like he just got back from the military, and he was. There's this move. I forgot what it's called, but you can see it's pretty much that, and he's throwing fists back.
Oh my god!
And he straight up hit a guy, boom, at full speed in the face, and the dude just dropped to the floor. The guy who hit him didn't care. He just kept going, and like he was proud of himself. And that's what happens at hardcore shows.
Yeah,
I'm like, fuck, all right.
My hometown had ska shows.
Those are probably fun, but
those are probably
more
violent.
Like everyone's like drunk and just like kind of dancing,
that's it.
Kind of pushing.
You get high, and there's like this one dance where I forgot. Yeah. I think they called it. Fuck, I think it's skanking. That's what the guy
that can't
was.
Be real.
I think that's what they call it. That's what it's called, right? Yeah, and it's like you get like kind of low and you kick your
Jerk
legs
off
out.
Each other.
Yeah, like, just, like, you get in a circle and you just run around. But yeah, you kind of just like just kind of kick and like people kick the shit out of each other.
Oh,
but
yeah,
they just,
I've seen that.
Yeah, and like, but it, nothing skanking. Was violent. That's about as far as I went with like shows like that when I was a kid.
Huh. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I would say. I was really into Counter-Strike, and I've spoken about
that
before.
That's what I was going to say next.
Yeah. So obsessed, man. I would wake up 2 hours before school, play until I had to leave. all I would think about during school was Counter-Strike. Fucking, after, right when that bell rang, went straight to the computer. What were they called? Like the internet cafes?
Oh, internet. Oh, yeah. It's not at school.
There was a place called Abyss. I spent a lot of my
How much was it an hour?
I think it was like $4.50 or something.
Yeah,
like
the one
that,
I went to was $5 an hour, which is absurd.
But I probably spent a couple $1,000 there. My mom had to yell at me once.
Wait, so they have Counter-Strike on the computers and you would just
Yeah,
log
it's because they
account?
Were so fast there that, you know, when you're playing on a slow system, it's all glitchy.
Yeah.
So I would play after school for 2-3 hours at Abyss. Then I would go home and instantly play. Never did homework. Could be smarter, but
And that's the secret of Darren's success.
Yeah, you're very good at strategy.
I wonder if I'm still good.
Yeah,
I don't know if I was ever actually good. You know, some people, they're just too good. Yeah. Like, I know this is all you do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had good times. Counter-Strike is my thing.
Yeah. And but you translated that into editing skills. You're like, I like being on the computer.
Yeah, it kind of just adapted.
Yeah.
It went from Counter-Strike to Photoshop.
To Photoshop.
Like, oh, shit, same thing.
Yeah.
Just as fun.
Yeah. Click, click, click,
What about you guys? What about, besides like the into movies and into comic books or superheroes, like what is the other thing that you nerd out about? Is there anything?
I think that's, aren't those the things?
Those are the things. But man, I also love, and we've done an episode, actually it's a bonus episode, it hasn't come out yet, cryptids, which is the new term I've learned, but it's for a Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster.
Cryptids?
Cryptids. It's a name for the creature.
I thought that was a gang.
No, not a cryptids. I'm really into it. I have like
it's
a whole
the only
back
gang
mural.
Let me in.
But no, I love reading scary stories like that. I love reading stories about like Bigfoot.
/no sleep.
Yeah. No. Oh, you know, because you told me about that, and I went down like the rabbit hole one night.
No sleep is good.
I used to read those every night before I'd go to sleep. I would read those, and I'd be like, I'd stay up for like 30 minutes after, like trying to get myself to go to sleep. And
really?
It was.
Wow. You've been on no sleep?
No, I know what it is. Though,
I need you to go on that.
Yeah, I don't like being scared.
Okay, that's exactly why you should do it.
I told DJ this, but I haven't told you guys this. I listened to this podcast called Great Name. It's called Things They Don't Want You to Know.
Back.
There you go. Mm-hmm. But it's called Things They Don't Want You to Know. So it already sounds like, you know, conspiracy theory. Uh-huh. It's already like kind of threatening. And they had a guy on who owns the Bigfoot Museum in America, and he talked about like all these theories about Bigfoot and like how some people believe they actually live in another dimension and they have these dimensional doorways where they come in. That's why people can't see them.
Oh,
and
you
like,
totally believe
fuck?
That?
And I'm like, and then there's how like they're invisible and like but the thing that was crazy was he said if someone called him like that day and was like, hey, I shot and killed a Bigfoot in my backyard. What do you want me to do? The guy who owns the Bigfoot Museum, who has shows on like History Channel about Bigfoot, he said, don't tell me about that. I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. Go bury it. Don't tell anybody. And he was like, he said he doesn't want people to find Bigfoot, which is mind-blowing because he said once it's real, there are going to be government sanctions on it. And so casual hunters can't go look for Bigfoot anymore.
He's for real.
Yeah, no, that's insane, though. Yeah. That is insane.
Wait, the people, the hunters or whatever they're looking for, are they trying to kill it? Or are they just
they're just trying to find it and take pictures and stuff.
Is that like a prize? Like, if you find
Bigfoot,
get money?
No. Notoriety, I guess?
I don't think so.
Go bury it.
Wow. Yeah, guess what? Not going to find it.
No, I love shit like that, though. That's
fun.
That's my nerdy shit. It's like scary stories. I love horror.
The portals is what got me on that one.
Yeah.
Are they saying that the Bigfoot go, they're like, Bigfoot live in Bigfoot land, but then they sometimes go through portals and they're like, oh,
yes.
I'm in Texas.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
So there's this. There's another urban myth about how there's staircases in woods. Like, there's just random staircases.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
And that you should never walk up the staircase because you'll never come down, and
oh
that the Bigfoot walked down the.
Remember when we were in Portland and we walked
staircases.
Up the staircase?
Which
Remember?
One? Oh, in the woods?
Yeah, in the hike. We came back.
We came back.
It's a different. Different Darren came back.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
What about you, DJ?
Man, I don't know if there's a nerdy thing that like. I don't know.
Doesn't fall in the obvious.
What's like something that you grew up? Did you like have a lot of connects when you were a kid?
Or
did
like
you
have
Pokemon? You know what? I actually am big into Legos. It's like when my parents used to do puzzles. It's just when the puzzle's done, it's a functioning toy, which is cool. And it also helps that all the stuff that I wish they were making Legos of when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now the people that were kids like me grew up and are making them.
Yep, they make them now.
Steve loves Legos.
Yeah, it's just dope.
I saw at Comic-Con, it's so cool to go see the new Legos they make. When they make like a DeLorean Lego, or they make those giant statues out of Legos, you're like, that's cool. Like,
yeah, I'm pretty into. Like, I got a Ghost Rider Lego over there. That's it's just nuts that they
that's
have
a good
it.
No,
yeah.
Thank you.
I remember the other thing that I'm watching. My roommate has Sling TV.
Sling is the fucking best.
It really is. So you have TV. I just use it to watch the news. But every time I go on there, I check to see Cartoon Network and to see if Titans Go is on.
Yeah,
like a lot of people hate Titans Go.
Yeah, well, because it they changed their demographic, and it's like that doesn't make it bad.
It's still really fucking good. Man. Did you see the one where Beast Boy turns into a leprechaun and tries to run a pyramid scheme or something?
I haven't been able to watch any of
that. Oh my god, it's so fun! It's really like adult humor. It's not like titties, but it's like you have to really think to understand that episode plot.
One of the cool things they did was there was a Teen Titans show, which I watched recently, like all of it, because I'd never seen it before. Loved it.
Oh yeah.
Then they made Teen Titans Go, which was a reboot with the same characters. Yeah. But one episode of Teen Titans Go, they're like, this character shows up and he's like, he's like a TV based villain.
Yeah.
He was like, I rebooted you guys. Look at how cool you used to look. Yeah. And he played part of the old show. And he's like, and they all freak out. Cool. They're like, oh wait, we used to be so cool. We were so badass.
very
and now they're like a cartoon.
And the cartoon is funny. It's the same voice actors as all of the characters, even the side characters. So it's
those
like,
voice actors are very talented. Yeah. Like that, I still like when I read Teen Titans comics, it's their voice.
It's their voice. Yeah. Yeah. Starfire, the door of the Knox.
That one maybe I don't hear because she's a little different
like
in the comics.
Yeah.
It's like I don't want to hear that little girl's voice when I'm looking at Starfire in the comics. It's like that's not okay.
In Teen Titans, in the comics, she's like a ripped, strong, scantily clad woman. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Are the cartoons that are made for kids these days just trash? Because the ones, like, I remember, like, Doug and CatDog and Rugrats and all those, Hey Arnold, like, all those amazing cartoons. And I don't know if I really like, because they even hold up now, but is that just nostalgia?
Those are just
the ones. But, like, the ones that kids watch today, they seem so bad.
No, man, Adventure Time. Adventure Time's amazing.
Okay.
I think every generation has stuff that's good and that's bad.
And we forget the rest.
Like, even Rick and Morty. I feel like Adventure Time and Rick and Morty, they're, like, slightly made for adults, too.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty 100% is made for adults.
Yeah. But Adventure kids still watch it.
But
Adventure Time is for kids that also functions well for adults and stoners.
Because, like, I don't think any adults were watching Rugrats, right? Like,
no.
For a kid.
Yeah. But I did watch Hey Arnold recently, and I showed it to my nephews, and now whenever they come over, they always ask me if they can watch Hey Arnold.
What stuff did you used to watch that you think really holds up?
Hey Arnold. Strictly cartoon or just anything?
Cartoon. Watch as a kid that really holds up.
I want Rocket Power to hold up, but I can't find it anywhere.
I don't think it can. I think I loved Rocket Power too, but I feel like their issues were just a little bit too 11-year-old. Yeah.
Doug definitely won't hold up. I don't think so.
You don't think Doug will hold up?
I don't
up?
Think so.
I think
it's too slow.
It is slow. It's so slow.
And it's all from a journal entry. It's like it doesn't quite work.
Hey Arnold, maybe.
I feel like Hey Arnold would probably be pretty good.
Maybe Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo's great, man. Did you see the Scooby-Doo crossover one?
I haven't.
Yeah, there's an episode where he's crossover Scooby-Doo.
They always would.
He's macking on Daphne and Velma the whole time.
Yeah,
oh, no, he's
so
macking on Daphne.
I think he was macking on Velma more, wasn't he? Or was he not at all?
I don't know.
Make sense from a writer standpoint to me. He would go for
the hot chick,
I feel like he's strangely, I don't know, for some reason I remember him getting with Daphne.
I was a big fan.
Velma.
As a kid growing up, like the cartoons I was really into was with Explosion and Punching. So Batman the Animated Series 100% holds up.
Oh, very good.
Beast Wars was a transformer.
I hear people talk about it.
It was a Transformers spinoff that takes place in the past, so they all transform into animals, and it was an early stab at all CG cartoon animation.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the animation part would be as good. It definitely got better as the show went on, but it benefited from, because it was all CG, they couldn't have as many characters. So like the original Transformers, like if it had a toy, it was in the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This one only had like five good guys and five bad guys, so you really got to care about the characters, and it did some dark... It really leaned into the fact that these are robots, so mm-hmm. standards you can get away with more, so parts can get blown off, characters can get killed, all that stuff. And so
is that the rule? If it's a robot, they can show like
they just
more
don't care as much. Yeah, they just don't, because it's not
anime
blood.
Doesn't have that rule.
Nope.
Kids, parents,
sure doesn't.
Whatever.
Anime's very violent, right?
Yeah, they don't care over there.
Don't they show sex shit too?
Not really though. I mean, they do have sex
or they
anime,
allude to
but
it?
Most
titties.
Anime they don't ever actually fuck.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, in anime they don't ever actually fuck.
Something I wish
then it becomes hentai.
Yeah, something I wish we pick up from anime in Western. I'd really love to see a Western, North American animated series for grown-ups. That's like just like Breaking Bad. It just happens to be animated.
It just happens to be animated.
You know what I mean? Like Mad Men. It just happens because anime will do that. It's like, hey, this show's just about football players.
Yeah.
But it just happens
to
be animated.
So it doesn't have to be like a wacky comedy. It can just be like a dramatic.
Yeah,
comedy.
I think it'd be cool.
I would like to see that happen. Like, you know how on Game of Thrones, everybody comes to the office on the Monday and is like, oh, did you see it? Did you talk about it? There's no animated show for adults where everybody's like hooked. Like,
Rick and Morty.
But
oh, you're right.
But it is a comedy. You know what I mean? So
it's out of this world. They can
do. You think that? I mean, I've never. really watched anime, so I don't know. But because it's an animation, can you connect? Well, no, because Pixar, you can definitely connect. Yeah. I was just wondering, like, that emotion, that intense emotion, can you connect to a cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you can. Yeah.
And there's definitely adult anime like Attack on Titan. Like, I can't even watch that shit.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it gets fucked up.
Oh, it's real good.
Maybe maybe you'll make it. Maybe you might be the man. Y'all making movies and shit yet, or what?
I'm
working on something real cool.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to tell you about after we're off.
Okay.
I have an idea. Yeah.
Very cool. We got a couple other. Let's do one more. Do you have one in mind that you'd like to ask?
Okay. I'll let you choose.
Make it up on the spot.
Dealer's choice, Sam Basher.
Okay.
You're the dealer in this scenario. Make the right choice.
Oh, okay. Here. Amit dash James Stark at James Stark Plays. Shout out. He's a frequent tweeter at Only Stupid Answers. Hello. How many girls actually didn't text back for all of you?
Oh, wow.
How many girls that I actually wanted to didn't text back?
Like, they never text back.
They never text back. Be honest. Shit. If you can come up with a number, mine's hurts. Mine hurts.
That I really, like, really, really cared about, like, won't talk to me at all?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say there's at least...
I don't know if it has to go that deep. I just think, like, you were interested in them. And, like, you were like, I could see potential here.
I mean, with Tinder, I mean, like, you...
Tinder's a lot, man.
Yeah, like, did you have to actually meet them in person and, like...
No, it's text.
No, you can throw Tinder in there.
Okay, if we include Tinder, there's probably, like, 10, 15.
Damn. Yeah, I do, like, 12, something like that. There's where, like, you're like, oh, damn, that'd be really cool. Yeah. And then
Y'all are lying.
Yeah, of course we are. Yeah. It's our podcast. Like,
no, because, like, I remember...
Try not
man.
To feel too sad.
No. You were lucky. You never had to go through the Tinder phase.
No.
Married man. No. Humble brag. No, Tinder made me sad. You would match with a girl, hopefully, and then they would never respond.
I did try to live vicariously a little bit through Owen.
Oh, really?
He went through a Tinder phase when we were in the office. And so I just kind of wanted to see, like, what's... Because it feels, like? From the outside, it feels like a game.
Yeah, it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like...
That's dating.
Yeah.
I was talking to Owen about Tinder yesterday, and he was like, it's all fucking robots now. Fuck it.
Yeah.
He was mad about it.
That sounds like Owen. That was a good Owen impression.
Thank you. I've been working on it for 24 hours. Yeah. I would say 15. I'll say 15.
I
don't know. Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of girls I liked, obviously. I don't know. I catch a lot of feelings, and I let it go for a long time.
Will
is
sensitive.
Yeah. In case you didn't know
That's popular, though.
Yeah.
There was one girl I matched with, and I just realized she just wanted my Instagram follow.
Because
now she has, at the time, she had like 100,000 followers. She was like a model, and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. She's so pretty and wants to talk to me. She didn't want to talk to me. And now she's got like a million followers.
Yeah.
She's very
because
popular.
Of you.
Damn.
Because
of
me. I guess.
No, just put on Tinder. If you just put your ad on there, like thousands of people will follow you if you're a hot girl. I've met them. I remember there's this one girl that I met. She had like
good
none.
Strategy.
We were talking, we were texting, and she was like, oh, I have a boyfriend. And I was like, then why are you on Tinder? Over the next year, she got 40,000 followers. So just put your shit on Tinder, but she's beautiful.
Like, yeah.
Damn, that's
ever,
the catch.
Do you ever
huh?
wonder what it'd be like to be a beautiful woman and just be completely objectified and not have any of the ideas in your head matter, but like just your appearance?
Yeah,
just
I have not.
Magical.
Yeah, I know.
It's sad. That's not a. I feel bad. You know,
as a dude that's primarily valued for the things that I say and that are in my head, I just wonder what it'd be like to just be a stack of meat for people.
Yeah, you know, I have no idea what it feels like to be a stack of meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess we're gonna have to save that for the follow-up episode, guys. We're coming to the end,
be viewed as that way. That's deep. That's a deep conversation.
That's a deep.
You just
maybe not as fun episode of Only Stupid Answers.
In case people just, I don't want this to come up later. Mine is zero for the texting back, just because up at a time that texting was not as big a
cell phones came out when you were around like
if I just said 20. Zero, that makes it sound more impressive than the case actually is.
DJ, you're only 30. You're talking
but I just 60. It's just one, it's a combination of things. One, never very successful with the ladies. Two, it just texting didn't really factor into my game plan.
Hey man, you got married. You beat us.
It
to
worked
it.
Out.
High five.
You got married.
Did you think that you were sorry? I know you try to end it. Yeah. We're not done yet. Yeah. Did you think that you were going to be married at this? You got married how much? 2 years ago?
Three
years ago. Yeah. Did you think you were going to be married at that age?
I grew up in a conservative household, so yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, in Florida?
So that's the group of young people I grew up with. Well, that was the game plan.
Yeah, people.
Not a lot of players in my circle.
People like in middle of America. I know that's not Florida, but people like to get married young and have kids and really start quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's just how it is.
What else are you supposed to do there?
There ain't love in this city.
Yeah.
People
not
like as soon
city.
As I can find someone that can give me a bigger house. Goodbye.
Yeah. Damn, that's true.
Yeah, like there was one.
This
guy,
counts rough on relationships.
I just went to like the first wedding of my group of friends growing up, and he's 25, and like that's still like young. Not that that's kind of old in terms of like middle America getting married.
Yeah. True. Yeah, he should have like four kids already,
right?
Yeah. The girl, the first girl I ever liked, is getting married this Sunday.
Are you going?
Yeah, I am. I'm like,
are you really?
I was like, how am I invited to this?
You're really going?
Yeah, I'm really going.
It reminds me of that second episode in second season of Master None. Mm. It's like, where are you going, man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what are you doing to yourself?
Yeah, that's true. He's on. Sorry. Wait, you talking about tomorrow?
No, next Sunday.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, all the people I grew up with have like two or three kids. Like, they're like cranking it out.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of next Sunday, though, we forgot to say at the top. Totally forgot to say it. We're going to be at Fantastic Fest. Yay!
I'm coming with you. Yay!
We're going to be watching movies. And if you guys live in the Austin area or whatever, if you guys like to hang out, come,
fine.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll be around.
We'll go to a Denny's and you guys can buy your own food.
Yeah.
Buy your own food.
Yeah. We'll buy you an appetizer. But okay, now we're coming to the end. Darren and Will, thank you so much for coming on.
Hell yeah. This is fun.
You guys, if you're listening to us, you probably already listened to She Didn't Text Back, but if you're not, stop being dumbasses and go download the next episode, the brand new episode.
Yes.
Ooh,
and they can find you boys. Where can they find you boys?
And you can Google,
at William Haynes.
At Darren Von Gerner. Or if you're trying to find She Didn't Text Back, it's on Spreaker. Or iTunes. I don't know. Google
Love
it.
Yourself.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. This was fun.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate you guys. Guys, make sure you check out all of our info.
Will's already leaving.
Oh, he's like,
he does this every time.
I can't have headphones on. I'm sorry.
But you can check
out. He's put the mic away. He's halfway out the door right now.
You can find everything at onlystupidanswers.com. Where to listen to us, where to follow us. Check out our Patreon for more stuff coming out. If you guys want, if you contributed to the $10 perk, today as we record it, we're about to go watch Tropic Thunder, but you can go back and watch that stream on our Patreon if you'd like. Wow. So we'll see you guys there. DJ, anything?
Nope.
Blackface.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about that. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time.